is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show, and tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are freshly back from the Keenvention, aren't we, gentlemen?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a great time. We all hosted. Mark, were you on any panels or did you host anything?
I was on the news media panel. The problem with putting me on a panel is that I tend to monopolize things and the other people just don't get a chance to talk. Like, I actually have to put the microphone out of my reach. So I, yeah, it's not good.
It's their fault. They should be elbowing in.
They should be. And that's what one has to do on the show. That's the first bit of training one gets before they get it behind a mic here is, look, you know,
we're all loud mouths. You got to elbow your way in.
Right. You know,
my elbows are still sore. It's terrible.
On the verge of mental illness here. I'm going to not be able to stop talking. So you're going to have to get in.
Well, Brian and I have the same problem. So fortunately, it all kind of balances out here on Sunday nights. By the way, we are live on the radio taking your phone calls at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. And Brian, you host the technology panel, all about how technology can set you free, literally.
Yeah, I did. Had great panelists. In fact, Johnson, who is a co-host on Free Talk Live, was a part of it, as well as Steve Zamenik, who he's been on Free Talk Live as well recently, and just had a wonderful time and really talking
about...
some
really interesting talk about pirate radio, about encrypted communications, and also what I found most interesting was the eternal debate about, so the NSA is spying on us, Google gives up our data, they bend over at the drop of a hat, all these major companies do, so what do we do about it?
And exactly.
The answer is probably going to be different for different people, but there were lots of different suggestions from using encryption to completely going off the grid and running away from technology to just embracing it and saying, I don't care, I'm going to be as public as I can.
Yeah, in fact, I made it a point to ask the question of the panelists, you know, hey, should we just become Luddites, you know, because I've heard people call into Free Talk Live where they say it's like, look, they can turn off your computer, you know, at a whim, and they can read everything that's on your computer just like that. Doesn't matter if you encrypt, doesn't matter what you do. They own your computer. Game over. And so I asked the question of the panelists, you know, should we become Luddites? Interestingly, none of them said yes to that.
The closest one was the one guy who said that he didn't use Facebook.
Which I can understand.
He was uncomfortable with even his cell phone number being typed into Facebook. But
sure.
I'm sure somebody has it somewhere. But yeah, that was a really interesting thing. And, you know, I want to open up, I guess, that same question to the audience. Maybe you can participate in this discussion if that's something you're interested in at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. lrn.fm, in case that wasn't clear, is our contact name on Skype. Do you think, you know, with all this NSA spying, with all this activity, what's your plan? What are you going to do about it? Do you think you should become a Luddite and just abandon technology? Should we try to use and leverage technology to our advantage, like through encryption or some means like that, or maybe through Bitcoin, which was the topic of my panel, or something else entirely? I'm really interested to hear your thoughts at 855-450-3733. Of course, my panel was about Bitcoin, mm-hmm. and it was right after the technology panel, so they kind of tied together very nicely, which I thought was a great compliment. And, you know, one of the questions I asked, which I thought was the most maybe controversial, was, does Bitcoin obsolete the Free State Project? If you can use Bitcoin to be free anywhere in the world, if you can send and receive payments, if you can use it to help work for yourself, start an internet business perhaps, network with people who love freedom anywhere around the globe, does that mean that there's no point to moving to New Hampshire any longer? And there were some different answers from the panelists.
What were some of the answers from the panelists? Because I've thought about this this particularly myself.
Yeah, one person was very pro-New Hampshire and said, yeah, it's great that you can use Bitcoin to be free anywhere in the world, but there's something to be said for physically being in the same place as people and friends who are going to do this. And there's some things that you really just can't take local kinds of barter, local kinds of agorism, or physical products where you really have to be there, or like maybe a service that you have to receive in person. Like, if, for instance, if you want to buy food from somebody using Bitcoin, you really have to live near them. You can't ship food food to Chile from Canada.
That was going to be my response. You can, but it depends on like meats and things like that. There's a lot of people that are ordering grass-fed meats and that sort of thing over the internet.
Right.
There's always been Omaha steaks or whatever it's called, Nebraska steaks. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, Omaha steaks.
And they'll send you meat through the internet. And Amazon will do some box stuff, and you can buy gift cards from Amazon from eGifter.com. So that's possible to do Bitcoins that way. But what's nice is that New Hampshire may be the best place to use Bitcoin as a currency sort of with people. I get work done at my house with Bitcoin. I've used gold and silver in the past, too, but currently, that's what people want to do. The alternative currency they want to use is Bitcoin. And so there's some excitement surrounding that.
Personally, I'm a former scientist. I made a career change, and now I'm self-employed. I do voiceovers for a living. And I want as much of my business to be in Bitcoin as possible. And a lot of it does come from Bitcoin, because I'm pretty well known, I guess, in the Bitcoin world as a voice actor. And, you know, it's great. It just makes things so easy. You don't have to wait a month to get your invoice paid. You can have it right then, and the transaction comes in, and it's just there. And it doesn't matter if the client is in London or Canada or wherever. And, you know, it's just wonderful. Really revolutionized my life. You know, and then another person said, well, you know, basically, if you can use Bitcoin for global freedom, and it's great for kind of maybe taking your fortune across a border, perhaps, if you want to expatriate, if you want to leave the U.S., what better way to do that than just have everything as Bitcoin and just take yourself across the border and then access your web wallet or whatever when you get to Argentina or wherever you're going, or Chile or Mexico or wherever. So it was really interesting to hear all those perspectives, and certainly if you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them too. And Mark, I want to hear about your media panel, but we actually do have a couple of calls on the line. So let's get to those first. Dennis, you're on the line listening in Concord, New Hampshire. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I called about something else, but first I have to say, you know what, talking about Bitcoin, I made a prediction on a Sunday night a couple of weeks ago that was so wrong, I just have to eat some crow.
Remind us what that was, because I've forgotten about it.
I was sure that with these ASIC miners coming out, that the price of Bitcoins in dollars was going to go down, and it has gone completely the opposite direction in the intervening time.
We knew you were wrong. It's okay.
So,
you did. And in fact, and Stephanie, you called this, you nailed it. I will give you this, you nailed it. You said, well, you know, that you pointed out that the increasing complexity of the network, so that if a whole bunch of people are throwing a lot more computation to the problem, then the difficulty of getting any next Bitcoin goes up very quickly. That is exactly what happened. And unfortunately, people that spent a lot of money, $5,000 or $10,000 on hardware, are now basically unable to recoup their expense, or their you know, the return on the investment is not going to be there.
Yeah, actually,
people.
Johnny Ray was Johnny Ray's on Wednesday nights or something. I think he was talking about this earlier this week that you know, he went into a miner, and he doesn't think he's going to get a return on investment to it. You know, of course, the other wild card, though, is the value of Bitcoins, right? Like, if you purchase mining equipment and you mine eventually like 10 Bitcoins from it, if a Bitcoin eventually is worth $10,000 and you hold on to them, maybe you do get an ROI. It just takes several years, you know. So there's a lot of wild cards in there. But the way that the difficulty algorithm is set up for Bitcoin, it's always meant so that mining is profitable for some, but barely profitable, right? It's really a market process, and it's very elegantly designed to do that, you know. People will jump in if they think they can make a profit. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll get out, and then if enough people get out, the difficulty goes down, encourages more people to get in. It's really like akin to a price system, the way that works. So
the value
Dennis,
of Bitcoin seems to have gone up largely because of a couple of big exchanges announcing that they're going to accept Bitcoin, especially Baidu out in Japan, which is like Japan. I'm sorry, out in China.
China.
Which is China's like Amazon, and is just huge. I mean, huge in the way that only China can be huge.
Yeah, and interestingly, the Chinese government seems pretty friendly to Bitcoin, maybe because it undermines the U.S. dollar, among other reasons.
Well, they're friendly to underground economies in general, though.
Yeah, Dennis, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-3733 here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live.
waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are live on the air on the Sunday night, taking your calls at 855-450-3733. We are found online at freetalklive.com. There you can find archives of the last seven shows, the last week's worth of shows, right at the top of the page. And also, you can find archives going back to 2006 and beyond at archives.freetalklive.com. We give them all away for free. The best way to help out the show, if you appreciate that, is to share those archives with your friends over at archives.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about Bitcoins in the last segment, and I think that it bears pointing out that if you want to get into Bitcoins, you got to have a couple of things. First, you have to have some Bitcoins. And then you have to have a wallet. And the wallet, the best place to get a wallet is blockchain.info. They just celebrated their half a millionth wallet. Is that a terminology? Is that an ordinal?
Half a millionth?
500,000th is certainly an ordinal.
Yeah, they gave that person 10 free Bitcoins.
Yeah,
right?
They did. They hunted them down and attempted to give them. I don't know whether, I didn't get to hear, it's Joe from Poughkeepsie. I have no idea. It could just as, by the way, Bitcoin's an international currency. It could just as easily have been Abdul Lee from Pakistan or whatever. Muhammad. Muhammad's the most common first name.
Really? Muhammad Ali?
No, and Lee is the most common last name.
Is it really?
Yes. So, but I don't think that Muhammad Lee is, in fact, a very common name.
No, I don't imagine so.
I don't imagine, but I like the idea.
That's a very class act of blockchain to do, to, you know, want to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bravo, you know, that's great.
Go get your free online wallet. You'll have to get your own Bitcoins to go in it. You can get them at cashinthecoins.com. But if you want to get a wallet, get it at blockchain.info. That's blockchain.info.
All right. And the number to call tonight, if you have thoughts about Bitcoin, tell us how you use it to get free in your life. Ask us questions about Bitcoin. We love to talk about that. Call us at 855-450-3733 tonight on Free Talk Live.
And this is a conversation I don't think we have enough on Free Talk Live, is how are we going to get from here to more freedom? Because everybody has a different idea of, in fact, what freedom means. Some people, it's, you know, having a farm with, you know, their own sustainably raised animals and plants and things like that. Other people, it's this techno universe where they can appear to be, you know, completely anonymous and just, you know, a whole variety of things.
Sure, somewhat orgies.
Somewhat orgies. I think a lot of people want those. But
in the middle of the park, I mean, I don't know.
That's freedom for you. It's going to have to be a very special park in order to work with other people's freedoms. So I think that Bitcoin is a really huge step in that direction, and I think that it can be used in conjunction with things like the Free State Project, which I consider to be another huge step. I love the idea that of Blue Seed at blueseed.co, and they're creating little towns on the water. Down, you know, they're going to be soon creating towns on the water, and I think that
off
that's
the coast of San Francisco.
That's the first one, but they're not limited to that by any stretch. After they've done their first one, they can make their second one, and especially after the first one's successful, they can make a second one. So I think that's really neat. But it was asked, kind of, what can we do for liberty today on a panel that I sat on at Keenvention.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about this.
And this is one of those things where people do not agree. They don't agree. Some people think you need to run out and stand in front of a police car and get arrested for liberty. Some people believe that it's time, you know, lock and load, go out and shoot yourself a TSA agent. Clearly one guy thought that. I don't know what, you know, I'm interested in what the news is going to bring out about this guy. But, you know, some people think that you can shoot your way to peace. I don't know what, this seems like a bad system to me, and I'm not for it. But different people have different ideas. People asked me, and I thought since I don't share that enough elsewhere, here as I did there, you know, people just don't ask me that question too often here. I thought I'd give my answers.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're, first step, I think, is the first step for me is I believe in my heart that Free Talk Live is, if not the most effective thing you can do with your Liberty dollar as far as donating to our AMP program, because, yeah, I don't think we have quite the reach and quite the penetration of a 12-term Texas congressman, you know, that Ron Paul did an incredible thing for the Liberty Movement, but I don't think the $5 a month is going to do anything for the Ron Paul machine. I think it's just a, you know, it's a drop in the pool of, you know, the kind of money he makes, and he deserves it. I'm not trying to bash that in any way, shape, or form, but I think that Free Talk Live can do more with your $5 to get on more radio stations. We're on 125-plus radio stations across the country. We bring the message of liberty to a lot of people, and right now, you can have your AMP dollars magnified because we have people matching them. So if you go and AMP at amp.freetalklive.com, your $5 becomes $10. It really does, because I set this up myself, and I don't tell lies to my listeners. Refuse to. So it's not going to be a situation where, oh, we've already got some money out there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you're being doubled. So the second thing I can think you can do is Ian, my co-host, set up the LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network. And this is for somebody who wants to go a little deeper for liberty. This isn't just writing a check, which checks are important to people who are doing the work. There's no doubt. But to set up a little broadcast radio station, if you go to LRN.FM, you can look at how...
A community radio station?
A community radio station, a little broadcast station. It's not that big of a deal, small investment, a few hundred dollars, and you can be up and running and broadcasting wherever you are
around
the world.
That came up on the technology panel, too, as a way... Jay, who has been on Free Talk Live before, was on the technology panel, and he was saying, look, we really need to find an effective way to reach out to the locals. Most of them aren't visiting the websites that we put out, the blogs that we put out. You know, we need to find some way to talk to them. And local community radio stations are one of those ways, and they're very effective. I mean, there are people all the time who hear LRN.FM playing locally in Keene because somebody rebroadcasts it, and they'll call into the shows and they'll say, hey, I just heard you for the first time. I'm a local. I live in Keene. So I thought that was a great idea.
Yep. And
you can do that where you live, anywhere.
If you think about the power, first of all, you have to listen to LRN.FM and realize, just, you know, go to LRN.FM and listen to it and realize just how amazing this product is, how
it
unlike
is.
Anything else. As a fan of LRN, I didn't set this up. You know, you can't call this self-promotion. I didn't set up LRN.FM. This is Ian's project, and I'm just impressed as I can be by it. You can go there, listen to it. Once you have a chance to listen to it, imagine this being heard where you live and people being able to tune this in and hearing completely different voices than the stuff that's handed down to us by the big corporations and those that would control us.
Absolutely. You know, I think it can be an issue sometimes where everybody has their own project. They want to work on their own.
Yes.
And not everybody maybe wants to take another project that's really valuable and promote it, such as LRN. There's more coming up here on Sunday Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 here on the Live Sunday Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. So glad you're joining us this evening. Us being Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. The studio cam is another way to listen to the show, and you can also watch it. So, and the cam is up. We've confirmed it with a listener. You can visit cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. There you'll find the studio video feed, and you'll also find a chat room where you can chat with other listeners and interact. It is a pretty much unmoderated chat, I think, so enter at your own risk.
Hey, in the last segment, we were talking about Keenvention, which is an event that went on here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was put on by Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. That's me and Ian, and mostly Ian. And it was a real, in my opinion, a real rounding success.
I really want to say hats off to Ian. He just did an awesome job putting this together. And I know he wasn't quite sure what to expect from it being the first time that he ever had this event, but I thought it just went so well.
You got to take risks if you're going to get lucky.
Mm.
And he
That's
really
true.
Did. It's basically all him. I guess when I say LRN.FM and Free Talk Live is Ian and that's true, but Ian did this. And it's all kind of part of the Free State Project. The keynote, the Friday night keynote speech was given by Carla Gricke, who is the president of the Free State Project. And she gave a great speech, and it's exciting. And I want people to be aware of what the Free State Project is. It's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one small state so that they can have whatever they do, they sort of work toward the creation of a society which in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that takes all kinds of different forms, a different form for each different person. And it's really just fascinating to watch, have been here for 6 or 7 years, and I'm just impressed with what I see over and over again. There's bumps along the way. There's no doubt about it. When it's called cat herding, when getting libertarians together is called cat herding, I don't disagree with that one bit. But we've been having successes, and I'm excited about that. You can go to freestateproject.org to get signed up. And all you're doing is pledging that once we reach 20,000, we're at 15,000 signers now. Once we get to 20,000, you've got 5 years to pick up and move to New Hampshire. Would, if there was a liberty utopia in the world, would you move to it? That's all I'm asking you. And if the answer to that is yes, go to freestateproject.org and sign up.
Yeah, you know, I can't understate how cool it is to have just access to this community of people. You know, that you know at least you have certain things in common with. That's pretty cool. By the way, Dennis, who called in the first segment, is a old school Free State Project mover. We've known him for a very long time, 6 or 7 years, as you mentioned, Mark.
Right.
And I feel really bad, Dennis. I want to apologize to you because I forgot that you said that you had something else you wanted to talk about, and I hung up on you before you could get that out. So if you want to call back, normally we have one call per night on Free Talk Live, but I'll make an exception for that because I did screw up on that one. So sorry, Dennis. And let's take some phone calls now, shall we? I think Mark is on the line in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello there, Stephanie, and the rest of you. I'm calling from the libertarian utopia of New Hampshire.
Cool.
I think it's pushing it, but it's exciting. And as a matter of fact, Mark, I manned your booth there while you were away today at the convention.
Yeah, that was a great event. Thanks for that, Mark. And earlier you guys asked to have people call in about Bitcoin. So being sort of an old-fashioned, slow adopter, I thought I'd give you my Bitcoin story.
Please, yeah.
I still don't understand how it works, but it's real, and people are trading in it. I remember going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and I saw somebody purchase ice cream through his cell phone with Bitcoin. And as far as I'm concerned, that was magic, but she gave him the ice cream, he ate it, and everybody was happy. So I think it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And how I got involved with it was last year when I was running for office. I was running for a state representative here in New Hampshire, and one of my staffers on the campaign who handles my IT and website development wanted to be paid in Bitcoin. I said, well, okay, but how do we do that? Then he said, hey, Mark, you ought to accept Bitcoin contributions to your campaign.
Now, that made you the first politician in the world to accept Bitcoin as for one's campaign, a campaign contribution, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. We got a lot of buzz, and it started spreading around the world on all the Bitcoin forums and such that a politician was going to accept Bitcoin contributions. So, really, I
bet there were some people who didn't like that, too.
Well, the Democrats didn't like it.
Yeah.
And what's funny about that is I had an anonymous contribution of 100 Bitcoin, which even at the time was a pretty good donation. That would have been worth about $1,000 because back in, I think, September, October of that year, it was around $9 to $10 USD for one Bitcoin. Of course, nowadays, that'd be worth $20,000.
Yeah, 21 grand, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going up.
Did you hang on to
it? I hope you spent it.
So, but, of course, part of the whole idea of me taking those was to give more mainstream acceptability, or acceptance, rather, and validity to Bitcoin. So I wanted to play by the rules, and I went to the Secretary of State and the rules about campaign finance regulations. They said no anonymous contributions. So I sent back and returned all of the Bitcoin contributions and then started over again.
How did you do that, Mark? Because, you know, you don't always know, like, obviously it was an anonymous contribution, and it's really anonymous because you don't know who that Bitcoin address belongs to. So how did you find the donor?
I sent it back to the wallet from which it was received.
Is that possible?
Well, it is possible, but it's not always. Some people just use Bitcoin addresses essentially as a throwaway thing. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that those 100 Bitcoins are sitting in a wallet that somebody archived and isn't using, and they don't even know about them.
Yeah, I did ask for people to send me a private email, tell me how much they sent, what time. I mean, all that stuff is available online. People can check it out, but I trust the community to tell me who did what. And unfortunately, this guy, woman, or whatever, wanted to remain anonymous. So I just used my good faith, best efforts to return it.
Mm.
But anyway, the whole thing did get a lot of press, and that was the beauty of it. And we see more and more of it each year, where Bitcoin is getting a lot more widespread acceptability and coverage. So I hope it goes great. Any competition to the big bad government is okay in my book.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. Right on. And thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that story with us.
Yeah.
Mark, the porcupine real estate.
Porcupine real estate, you have to say. Yes, that's what he is. And I don't have a problem with government, as it were. What I have a problem with is organizations that claim a monopoly in a particular area. That makes them extraordinarily inefficient. What we know about monopolies is that over time, they provide worse service and higher prices.
Even things that are approaching monopolies, for instance, such as the banking system, because it's really hard to just open up a bank. You have to follow all these regulations, and so
you have to sign up as a franchise with the Federal Reserve, therefore making it a monopoly.
Oh,
if there's only one restaurant, and that restaurant is McDonald's, and you can open your own restaurant, but that restaurant has to be a McDonald's, it's hardly anything but, a cartel?
Cartel. There's a great infographic. I'm going to try to find it and send it to Brian so he can post it on Facebook.freetalklive.com, our Facebook page. But basically it shows back in the 80s and 90s, there were, many, many banks, and it just shows over time how they merged and consolidated, and eventually you get to, 2010, and there's four left, So it just really shows how these banks have been merging and merging. When we return on Free Talk Live, there's more coming up in moments. 855-450-3733. If you're on the line, hold tight. We'll get to your call in just a moment. The Sunday show of Free Talk Live has more coming up, including lizard people at some point. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are freshly back from Keenvention, and we encourage you to visit freetalklive.com. There you can actually suggest show prep. Free Talk Live has a sort of social voting system where you, it's kind of like Reddit. It's actually integrated with Reddit, I believe, where you can vote up and down your favorite stories or the stories you dislike. You can vote them down, but if you like them, you can vote them up. And the most popular stories, usually freedom-related news, make it to the top of the Free Talk Live website. So you can go there, check the news, and often we check it for show prep as well. So that's right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. The number to call tonight if you want to get in touch with us is 855-450-3733 or dial in on Skype at lrn.fm. I guess it wouldn't really be dialing in. Click in, Skype in.
One of those
Skype
things.
In. I'm going to say Skype in at lrn.fm. And we do have some more phone calls on the line, guys, so let's talk to him. First, we're going to bring on Tony, listening in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hi, Tony. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. How's everybody?
All's well.
Doing great. We had fun at Keenvention, and what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking about different forms of activism, and, you know, I practice a different form, significantly different than a lot of what goes on there in Keene.
I'd love to hear about it, because I like to hear about different ways and entertain the ideas. It always takes me a while to incorporate a new idea if I'm going to do such a thing, but I'm all ears.
Well, I run Campaign for Liberty in Michigan.
Okay.
And had a good amount of success, so what I do is I fucker group train activists. And
Tony, you're
breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're on Skype or a cell phone or something like that, but if you're on a cell phone, like, you know, stand on one leg and lift your arm and see if you can get something to happen there. And if you're on Skype,
can you hear me now?
Stop downloading porn.
All right, hold on. I'll get that.
It's a porn thing. I know it. Tony,
always
Tony, Tony.
Is that better?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
It must have been the porn. Go ahead, Tony. So, wait, you were saying
porn there.
You got it right. You run.
Actually, I took you off Bluetooth, but I found out if you dial 1-800 and then the number, you will get porn. So if you don't do the 855, then you're going to get a surprise.
I see. I'm not aware. Was not aware of that.
I see.
Free Talk Live, that close to porn.
So you run Campaign for Liberty in your area, and you recruit activists to be part of Campaign for Liberty. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Yes. So we set up what I would consider local liberty organizations, and so we find activists and we help them create an organization in their local area. And so all throughout Michigan, I have over 50 county coordinators in Michigan. And of course, you know, our focus is always directed on the politician. It's always directed to putting pressure on the politician, and a good amount of that effort is focused on exposing them. And this is because, of course, the politicians want to separate the legislative season from the election season. So we put a lot of effort into making sure that those stay connected, that when the election season comes around, that people know about the bad votes and the bad actions and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, so our activism is certainly within the sphere of politics, versus some of the other activism, like some of the stuff that, you know, I follow in Keene with the civil disobedience and that kind of stuff. It's all related to politics, but, that stuff is not so much, you know, directly in that sphere. So, like, working within the political parties and working within the political structures of the local community and things like that. And
nothing surprising about that coming from Keene. I mean, the activist of the year for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is here in Keene. He is, you know, extraordinarily active. I was elected to the Republican, elected a delegate to the Republican State Convention last go round. Civil disobedience gets the headlines. It has all kinds of zip. But I'd say more of the activists here in New Hampshire are involved in politics by a long shot than they are in civil disobedience.
There's another thing I'd like to add here, too. I think there can be almost a little bit of a temptation to fall into this kind of what I think is a false dichotomy between, well, if you're going to be an activist, you either have to get arrested and do civil disobedience, or you got to do politics and play within the system. No, there's lots of other things. You could start a Bitcoin meetup. You could start a libertarian meetup. You could have a radio show, have a YouTube channel, have a blog. You could be in the media. So there's all kinds of ways to be an activist that you don't have to participate in the political system, which is personally not something I want to do. It's just not my thing. And you also don't have to go to jail. So how do you like them apples?
No, that's absolutely correct. Hey, I've been doing this since the original formation of C4L when it came out of the Rally for the Republic. And right. I've seen a lot of this argument going on. You know, my activism is better than your activism and, you know, all of that. And, you know, the real truth is that, you know, we all have opinions on what's effective or not. But the ultimate result is the liberty movement growing? So whatever you're doing, are you bringing more people into the liberty movement? Are you advancing the liberty movement?
And
if you and
how's that
yes
how's that working
that,
out for you in the Campaign for Liberty group with your working?
Oh, it's working out incredibly well. We spend a lot of time in Republican politics and things like that, and a lot of time with Tea Parties and that kind of stuff. And I will tell you that we've had great effect in bringing a lot of folks that were in these Tea Parties towards our ideals, just because instead of saying, well, you know, you guys are just wrong and you're not libertarian, so we're not going to deal with you. We've gone in there and we've worked with them on issues that we've agreed with, and over the years they have just come closer and closer and closer to us. And
so you're changing hearts and minds, or you're changing legislation?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, we're doing a little bit. I mean, that's the argument of, you know, education versus activism as a methodology.
I think education's the foundation. I think people need to understand the ideas of liberty before you're going to have a whole bunch of success when it comes to legislation. But have you heard of the Free State Project? I mean, have you listened to Free Talk Live enough to have heard about it?
Oh, absolutely. And when I'm through giving the Republicans hell, I hope to someday retire and move to Keene and start doing the fun stuff and getting involved in civil disobedience.
Please don't equate Keene with the Free State Project. There are 1,200 something in-state people here for the Free State Project.
There are actually more Free Staters who live in Manchester. Than do live in Keene. It's just that Keene is more vocal.
And there's like a dozen or a dozen and a half civil disobedient activists in Keene, outside the system activists in Keene. So the number, it's like something like 100 to 1 activists in New Hampshire for the sort of outside the system kinds. And so, I mean, you know, most people are here doing legislative stuff within the state of New Hampshire. Most of us have given up on Washington, D.C., and, you know, the Republicans that tend to skulk about there. But if the legislative stuff's your thing, there's certainly plenty of people doing it.
Tony, I'm curious.
Well, I mentioned Keene.
Go ahead.
I mentioned Keene because I've been there, and I've actually... had an opportunity to talk to some of the actors. I was there on business and called ahead of time and met up at the pub that you guys meet up at. I think it's Wednesday nights or whatever. And Keene's beautiful. Keene's fantastic. So I mentioned Keene because, I would like to come to Keene.
Right. It's just one of our marketing problems that the sad part is that it seems like most of the activism gets seen from Keene, and Keene is not where most of the activists go.
One last question, Tony. Do you ever feel frustrated, you know, trying to work with Republicans and, you know, it's a frustrating system to begin with. Okay, you do.
Absolutely, yeah. There's just some flat-out tyrants there, and we have to work within that system, and sometimes, you know, they crush us.
Within the system. All right, Tony. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Maybe we'll see you sometime in New Hampshire. 855-450-3733 is the number. You're on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.